Anime Art. Wait. Anime Rant and Review, Episode 2!
Yay!
No, really. But anyways, I'm Nami.
And I'm Naoko.
And this is Anime 2 Art. At least that's what we call it, because Anime Rant and Reviews, you know, Rant and Reviews 2 Art.
Stop rambling. Stop. Okay. They understand. They understand. Chill.
Speak louder.
Chill!
Okay. I guess our first episode wasn't too bad. It was kind of shaky, though. Because, you know, we're all, like, all and nervous and stuff like that.
And we're total noobs.
Yes, we are total noobs.
Don't say that. We call ourselves noobs. Don't call us noobs. We know.
Chee-chee-dee! Well, if you're Korean, you'd know what that is.
Well, I don't know if that's the right way to say it. I'm pretty sure that's not the correct way to say noob in Korean. I don't know. Just my cousin told me I was jjjjjjjj, and I asked him what it was, and he said it's noob.
He could be lying.
No, he said to everyone, he's like, oh, it's like, oh, this guy in my church is a jjjjjjjj. He's like, you're jjjjjjj. Shut up, Steve!
But that's okay. Look at that. It doesn't even go up.
It doesn't matter. You'll still hear it.
No. Because I tried it out and I listened to it. I had to turn it all the way on to the other side. Oh!
That's nice to know. Now, can we, like, start, you know?
Okay. Well, it's still an anime podcast, so we still do reviews and stuff like that.
We also do mangas.
Yes, we do mangas too.
Mangas, blah, blah, blah.
Potato, potato. But I prefer to call it manga.
Well,
because in Japanese, or any Asian language, there is no A vowel.
Well, then I would be calling it mana.
Mana?
Mana is,
mana?
Manwa.
It's manwa.
I don't know how to spell it. Manhwa.
Manhwa.
But it's called mana.
Mana.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I breathe. It hurts to breathe!
Why?
I don't know.
That's stupid.
Shut up!
Make me. That's right, you can. Okay, let's start, because we're, like, rambling, and
yes.
I can't stay here too long.
So, we don't do news, because we live under a rock.
Currently.
Yes.
We hope to live somewhere up in the surface.
So, does that mean we live in the ocean? Okay, anyways.
Uh-huh.
Today, I'll be reviewing the anime Lucky Star.
And I will be reviewing Chrono Crusade manga. You could ask for the anime, but I didn't really watch the anime. That was really depressing. Stop coughing! I'm trying to talk!
It's not my fault. I mean, like, with this stupid global warming thing, I mean, I'm getting sick. I don't usually get sick this time. Well, actually, I do get sick this time of year, but still.
No, because global warming, because it's like freaking 50 degrees in January. It's supposed to be freaking snowing. What happened to the snow? Is it up on Mars now?
And that's our fault, though. Because, you know, us and our whole carbon and fuel fossiling and, yes.
Shit like that.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I went last time.
Yeah, you didn't go last time. And you took forever.
Excusez-moi, miss. I could do things short. Well, you're short. Anyway. So.
You be quiet. Yes, be quiet.
Sure, I will be quiet. I'm drawing right now. Go.
Okay. So, anyways, I did the anime Lucky Star. It doesn't have a plot line.
Being that it's like Azumanga Daioh. It has nothing.
Really?
Azumanga Daioh is like there's no plot line. They're just talking. They'll talk about anything. It's like everyday life.
Yeah. That's exactly what Lucky Star is. There is no plot line. And it's just, like, a bunch of random episodes, random topics, random everything. I mean, there aren't even arcs, which is, like, I don't know, it's weird, but it's cute.
Hence the Lucky Star name. It's really cute and all that.
Lucky Star. But it's not a magical girl.
And it's not like, you know, those annoying magical girls who think it changes those really frilly outfits and they carry
Sailor Moon!
And they carry a wand with, like, a star on top of it.
Stop it. Cardcaptor Sakura was okay. It was...
For you, I don't watch or read that crap. I read, like,
it's
reality and dramas and
but
stuff.
It's Clamp.
I like Clamp, but they seriously need to, like, change some things.
My feet are cold.
That's nice to know. That's really nice to know, Nani.
Okay.
That's really nice.
So, the genre is seinen, but that's the manga. I don't know what seinen is. I've been trying to find out. Can't really, you know.
It's basically a comedy.
Yeah, it is a comedy, and it's a satire, which I guess means that they're, like, a bunch of random stuff, and it's not one whole smooth plot line. Because there is no plot line, no story, no, nothing really. So I can't really give you, like, a summary on it, because...
There is no summary to say?
Yeah, there is no summary. I mean, like, I'd be here forever talking about all the individual episodes.
How many episodes are there?
24.
It's not that long.
No, but, you know, still. Because they just talk.
Well,
the characters, okay. All the characters are high school girls, except for the teacher, because they do feature her, and she is a character.
I thought it was a guy when I first saw it.
Yeah. Long hair!
So look at Ed in, like, Full Metal Alchemist. That woman looks like Ed.
Chest!
I didn't see the chest. The book. I was looking at the opening.
Okay, fine. Yeah. And the police officer. Yeah, don't ask. I'll introduce the rest of the main characters, but I'll be saying last names first in respect to Japanese tradition, because I'm Asian that way. Okay. Izumi Konata. She's not necessarily the main character, but she is featured, like, a lot, in the episodes. She loves video games, manga, / anime. She's, like, the otaku, I hate that word, the otaku kind of thing.
She's so like us. We like video games, we like anime, and we like mangas.
Yes,
we do. So like us. Haha.
Yes. And she really slacks off in class.
That's
like
me.
She sleeps. That's like our friend Tony.
I hate Tony.
No. imagine he listens to this. Anyways.
He does.
Oh yeah, he does. Oops.
We don't hate you, Tony.
We love you.
We love you, Tony. In a
friend way.
Not the
not
hearts
that way.
And Valentine crap way.
Yeah.
That's just gay.
That is gay.
What if we told all of them we were lesbians?
We're not!
Of course we're not.
Notice how there's a long silence there. Anyways.
I'm not lesbian.
Okay, I'm talking. Okay, she really slacks off in school. Like, she sleeps in class and stuff like that. And she has a job in a cosplay restaurant.
That's
she
nice.
She lives with her dad, and she is the shortest, even though I think she's the oldest.
She's like 18.
Yeah.
So she can buy M-rated games.
And she's really slow. Wait. She's really short, but she's very athletic.
She's like really closely related to Nami the most, because Nami's short.
Shut up.
And she likes games, I think.
I do.
And she likes anime, and she likes mangas, and she has long hair. Huh. But it's not blue. It's not blue colored.
Nobody has naturally blue hair. It's an anime.
Unless you dyed it.
Well.
Whatever.
I said naturally.
I know. Keep going.
Okay. The next is the Hiragi twins. Hiragi Kagami is the oldest of the twins, and she's the smarter of the two. She's very easily irritated by Konata, especially, well, not minor things, like, you know, she's very cooperative, but, you know, Konata just annoys her, even though they're friends, but, you know, it's a very, like, teasing kind of thing. What else? Oh. Her sister is Hiragi Tsukasa. She's the youngest of twins, and she's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but she's the nicest. Both the Hiragi twins have two older sisters, and I think their older sisters are twins, too.
That's nice. That's really nice.
I don't even think that's possible. It's possible, but that's super rare.
I don't think twins are rare either.
Yeah.
Well, we do have triplets in our school.
Yeah, we do. And we have twins.
Yeah.
Two twins that we know of. Right? Because there's the one that went to our school, our elementary school, and there's the one that,
they're not, like, twins. They're just, like, brothers and sister kind of twins.
Well, the one that went to our elementary school, they're fraternal.
Which one?
The one that went to our elementary school. But the other one, they're identical. Definitely. If the other one just put up makeup and straightened her hair, like, they totally look alike.
They're just alike.
And their names are similar, too. They're one letter apart.
Dominic and Samantha?
No! The other one.
Michelle and Nichelle?
Yeah. Anyways. The next character is Takara Miyuki. She's the most developed of the group.
That's a nice way to say it. Basically, she's gone through puberty.
Yes. She's gone through puberty very nicely.
The other ones, not so well. Well, the one in America who came from America.
Yeah.
Nicely developed. Stereotypical.
Shut up.
Being blonde and all.
Yeah, but... Oh, well, actually, I didn't notice that. Oh, well.
She's blonde, isn't she? And she got a tan?
Yeah, she's blonde. Does she have a tan?
I'm pretty sure she had a tan.
Oh, well. Moving on.
Stereotypical.
Yeah. Takara Miyuki. And she's also the smartest and the richest. But she's very polite, she's not arrogant. And she's very spacey. Like, if she's thinking and walking at the same time, she'll, like, head first crash into a door.
That's just stupid.
But it's cute. It's, you know, creates that kind of character.
Comic relief.
And she's not great at house chores at all. Neither is Kagami. And Konata is, like, really the best at that. So those are the four, like, really main characters. Extra characters include Kuroi Sensei, which is their teacher, and she's very, you know, she's young.
She looks like Ed from Fullmetal Alchemist.
Shut up.
She does.
Young, very, you know, just...
Young.
Well, she's just young. I mean, Konata plays this computer game, and her teacher plays it, and they, like, interact through the game, and it's... just the weirdest thing. Another one would be Yui-chan, which is Konata's cousin, and she comes into the store frequently, even though, like, you know. And she's a police officer, but there's plenty of irony in that.
Is she also, a good police officer?
I said there's plenty of irony in that!
So she's not a police officer.
Well, I'm trying to save that for, like, the viewers. Because you can't give it every single detail. What? Well, you're talking. Keep going.
Chill. Okay. We can breathe out. Lactic acid.
Lactic acid. Yes, science. And they also feature, like, a lot of the classmates.
There's like, maybe 12?
Yeah, there's...
No, there's more like eight more classmates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's always the little skit at the end of each episode called Lucky Channel, but I wanted to say that as, like, a surprise kind of thing.
It's really cute, apparently.
Yes. I'd give this a rating of 8.5 because it's very mellow, it's very funny, it's very cute.
But this is only for people who want, like, a funny, cute kind of anime.
Yeah,
you won't see swords, blood, guns, demons, and all that other shonen crap.
Yeah, it's a break from the action, from the shonen that we like. But it's, you know, I like it.
I don't watch it.
Shut up.
I don't bother with that. I don't like reading mellow and happy kind of anime. I'd rather read depressing, emo, cut yourself in the wrist kind of anime and mangas.
You're such a role model.
Yes, I am. People... follow me. Be an emo.
No, yeah, don't.
I'm not
don't.
Emo.
Children, don't. Don't do it.
I'm not emo. I'm not emo.
Except for here, where I cut myself. No.
Shut up. I don't cut myself.
No, that's an inside joke. That was supposed to be an inside joke. Remember, I'm not emo, except for here.
Oh, yeah.
Or were you not there?
No, I wasn't there. But apparently I'm the emo of the family. Isn't
yes.
that great?
Okay,
they,
well, oh,
they always
whatever.
Vote that who's gonna be emo. I got chosen tier. But that's okay. I'm not emo, I think.
Oh my gosh, talk louder.
My god, it's up there. Listen, it'll be up there. You'll hear it.
It worries me very much. Okay, anyways. yeah, so... I think that's it. I think it was very good. It's like very Fruits Basket-ish minus all the drama.
There's no drama. It's just random.
Yeah, it's random, just random stuff about random things.
In
like,
life.
they go on a tangent about how to do your laundry.
They also did one when they were, like, discussing for, like, 20 minutes how to eat certain food.
Yes.
How to eat it, like, the correct way.
Like, half an episode. Like, all about how to eat food.
Remember, like, you know those, like, cone-shaped chocolate, the pastry kind of thing?
Yeah.
Do you eat it at the head or the butt?
It looked like a carrot to me. It took me a while to figure out what that was.
I think I would eat the smaller part first.
Smaller but is that part. The head or the butt?
That's the head.
Well, why would it the smaller one? I mean, like... Wouldn't the head be the bigger part? Because it's, like, you know, big, and that's, like, a head.
No, but I think the butt is supposed to be
okay,
bigger.
Well, we'll save that discussion for when you actually watch the anime. If you actually watch the
no,
anime.
No, I won't. I'm never gonna watch it.
I'm not talking to you.
I'm never gonna watch it. That's not my type.
Well, you know, it's a good break. And it's funny, you know.
So,
you
yeah.
You can't beat that.
No, I can.
Well, she can. Maybe you can't.
I can. Definitely.
Oh, well.
I'm pro.
You do whatever. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Just have it your way.
Burger King sucks.
Yeah. Pretty much all of the fast
food restaurants
suck.
It's oily and it's gross. But I eat it anyway. Because it's that addictive.
All right.
Don't go to the dark side of eating oils.
Yeah. Unless you're already fat.
That's not nice. That's seriously not nice.
I'm kidding. But still.
Yeah.
What is this? Wow.
Trying. Anyways.
Alright, so I guess
basically
to
it.
You.
Darn, it's my turn. Ended so soon. Darn. Okay, I'm doing, if you remember, the first couple minutes of the show. I mean, podcast.
No, they probably don't remember.
Yeah, they definitely don't remember. I'm doing the manga version of Chrono Crusade. There is an anime version, but I didn't like it. It was...
Yeah, it was weird.
It was completely different. But that's how an anime is, most of the time. But anyways, it's called Chrono Crusade. It's about this girl named Rosette Christopher and a demon boy named Chrono. She made this contract with him 4 years ago when her brother, Joshua, as you would say it, he disappeared with Chrono's horns and Ion, this bad demon dude, who has a tan skin and white hair.
So pretty much, he is hot!
Not really.
Well...
I think he's too old.
Well, you know me.
If you remember from last episode, she likes older guys.
Shut up.
Ha ha ha. Anyways, Rosette made a contract with him, with Chrono, saying that Chrono, the source of all demons' powers is their horns. And Ion gave Chrono's horns to Joshua. So, Joshua has it now. Chrono doesn't. So he needs to get some power somewhere else. So he needs to get it from Lives. So he gives Rosette this kind of pocket watch looking thing and makes a contract with her saying that her life is his power now. And yeah. So Rosette joins the Magdalene Order, which is this kind of thing where demons are exorcised. So if there's a demon, the Magdalene Order comes and saves the day. Yeah. And guess what? It's not with crosses and all those stakes and those whatevers that you guys think of, you know, exercising and stuff. They use guns.
Oh. Yeah.
Guns.
Guns. Very modern.
Yeah.
It takes place in the 1920s, though.
And right in America.
World War II.
And in America. It's not that great.
Yeah, I'd say it's one of the few that take place in America.
Well,
one of the few good ones, maybe.
Yeah, but it was a really good one, I think. But anyways, getting off track. I lost my train of thought.
Crap. Characters? Genre? Guns?
Rolls in the middle of something. Oh, yeah, guns! Yeah,
guns! Guns!
That's what reminds me. Okay, so they use guns to kill demons and other shit like that. And, Rosette basically kills demons with Chrono, who is a demon. But don't worry, she
He's
doesn't kill
He's contradicting himself.
Don't worry, she doesn't really kill him. She can't kill him.
No, if she kills him, she dies.
Not really.
Yeah, because she made the contract with him.
He drains life, and if she kills him...
No, because he can't, if he, dies, to keep himself alive, he has to use her, he drains her life.
Oh yeah, good point, okay. Getting off track again. Train of thought.
Guns?
Guns, yes, guns.
You just finished, how Chrono drains her life.
Blah, blah, blah. So,
and she can't kill him.
So Rosette, she's given a mission, and she has to save this girl named Asmaria...
Hendrick.
From Portugal. And she's a singer. A very good one. Not better than Nami here.
What do you mean, not better? She's totally better.
Yeah.
Well, in the opera sense.
And Rosette had to save her from this demon worshiper dude who's like into demons, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And she saves her, obviously. And.
Da 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 da!
Yeah. Anyways, she saves her and they find out she's an apostle, which is one of the seven children that are out there that have powers like Mary Magdalene. It's not the one from Jesus' time. It's the one from 54 years ago of the time now. In the anime. Not now.
Yeah, not...
Not here.
Not in reality. In the anime.
Yeah. So, I really can't tell you about Mary Magdalene unless you...
Because that's kind of really far into the anime.
Yeah, that's really, really, really far. But anyways, Rosette also makes friends with a jewel summoner named Stella Harvenheit. And she's called the Jewel Witch. But Rosette, she thinks she's just a bitch. She's a rich German bitch. That's okay.
The language. Mark this podcast explicit.
You didn't?
No, I don't know how.
Oh god.
What? It's
Nothing.
Still going. See the blinking light?
Yes. Blinking. Blinking. Blue light.
Go on!
Anyways, Satella, she's came to America because she's looking for her sister. Her sister was taken by a demon with Broken Horns. Sounds like Chrono, right?
Yes, it does sound like Chrono.
Because he has broken horns. Because they were taken away.
Yeah, so she thought he was like the murderer of her family.
And took away her sister, but that's not true.
And did whatever with her.
Yeah. He did whatever with her.
Sounds very... Moving on.
That's... Okay.
Moving on.
And, yeah.
Is that it?
No. Ion is the guy who took Joshua. And you probably didn't remember that from the beginning, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the antagonist of this story, shall we say.
He's apparently the hot guy that Naomi's trying to go after, but he's not real.
Shut up. I have a list of guys I'm after, but you don't need to know that.
I should look for it.
No. No, you don't.
Okay, never mind. And he is basically the leader of a group called Sinners. Basically demons without horns. Just like Chrono. And he's trying to destroy the world. So...
World domination!
Well, he can't really control the world if there's no one in it.
That's true.
So, basically, he's using these things and apostles to try and rule the world. Yeah. And Rosette and Chrono and Asmaria and Stella has to stop him. They have to stop him from taking over the world. Yeah. So, that's pretty much it. I'm really pausing right now.
Are you out of things to say? Are you done?
Yeah, I'm gonna
You wrote all that? And that's all you said?
I what you call paraphrase it. Yeah.
Well, see, my segment took longer because we ranted too much.
Well,
my segment.
Well, I guess the person who does the second review gets less rants.
Because Yay. We just get tired of talking and we just go silent.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyways.
This is almost the end of the
segment. Oh, don't say that. It makes it so sad.
Well, that's because my voice is like really emo right now.
Yes. I mean, like, didn't we get a flame? No, and like, didn't we get like a comment on that? How you sound too emo?
I can't help it. I don't.
Too monotone.
I'm not social.
Antisocial.
Excuse me.
Yeah, and I won't be singing my karaoke song this episode, cause I don't know what to sing.
I don't. I. Yeah.
And she doesn't sing.
I can't sing. If I did, I would just break the computer.
She'd break our recording device here. And
so yeah,
it's very dusty.
God, what you doing?
Nothing.
Exactly. So,
can
do
you only
something with it.
No, can you only imagine? Can you just imagine our listeners, our audience, hearing the sounds of us scraping the dust off of our recording device?
That's okay. They'll understand.
Okay, stop it.
You should take out your microphone for a walk. Jesus, it's so dusty.
A walk?
Okay, never mind. Just say your little thing that
okay,
you
Okay, so, well, you've... Probably don't remember. Maybe you do. If not, well then here's a refresher about the Japanese word of the day. Yay! Okay, Yay. So the purpose of Japanese word of the day is to encourage people to learn Japanese, because since anime and manga is Japanese, like it originated there.
Yeah, but anime and mangas also originated from cartoons from America.
Shut up.
What? If you know, like, anime came from Disney Works, and mangas came from cartoons from America.
Shut up. Okay.
What?
Anyways.
What?
No, because,
I'm
like...
I'm stating a fact.
No. But, like, it's... I don't know. It's movement against anime licensing in America. Yeah,
we don't like licensed anime.
Well, no. It's a movement against bad licensing.
Yeah, some of them are really good, like the Hayao Miyazaki films.
Yeah, like those
because he
movies.
Actually approves of the voices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And what they say. But the other ones, they just don't care. They just say, like, oh, go with this, just read it off.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound good. It sounds like they just want to get it over with. And yeah. I bet they do.
Our example is Naruto.
From Toonami, from Cartoon
Network.
Yeah,
on Cartoon Network. Naruto on Cartoon Network. And if you download it and you listen to the sub, it sounds so much better. The voices fit so much more nicely.
And they actually... Yeah. They sound like they're trying.
Yeah.
They really do. In America, they're like, Sasuke! Like,
it sounds really fake.
It sounds like they're just reading off a freaking paper.
Yeah.
That's not right.
I know, right?
To be like an actor and try to...
Yeah.
Do
I mean,
it well.
You're getting paid.
Jeez. So sad.
Yes. Very sad.
Anyways, Japanese word of the day.
Yeah. Because... Yes, so the Japanese word of the day is to encourage people to, you know, actually watch the Japanese versions of anime. Because, even though you don't know how to speak Japanese, it's okay. We don't know, we sort of understand it, but we don't really speak it.
Because it doesn't really matter if you watch the subbed or dub. We're just saying, like...
That, you know...
The mangas did come from Japan.
Yeah.
Not from
and you know it's no they're originally from Japan, so you know, and they do so much better. I mean, like, we actually do know people who are like, oh, what are you talking about, the subs are so stupid, why don't you just watch the dubs? Anyways, no dubs, we hate the dubs. Americans don't know shit.
Of course they don't.
No. And so
Japanese word of the day is
Hajimemashite, which means, how are you, in Japanese. So, last episode, definitely not week. I mean, there's dust on this thing. The Japanese word of the day last episode was
konnichiwa, meaning
hello. So, you know, after you said hello, you can say, how are you, and... they say, Hajimemashite, which meaning, how are you, like, literally. It's one word, and it translates into three English words, but that's okay.
Because it's cool that way.
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever.
I mean, you don't have to waste, actually, Hajimemashite. Two more vowels. Syllables.
Doesn't matter.
The thing is, you can go up to a person and be like, Hajimemashite! And they'll be like,
that's
what?
Nice. That's nice. It's like, Hajimemashite, and they'll be like, okay.
You could, like, go up to a person and be like, Konnichiwa, Hajimemashite! And they could totally be like, what? Oh, I'm not ugly.
Yeah, totally.
Ikau. Yes. Ikau.
Okay,
anyways,
this is, I guess,
yeah,
the end, shorter than last time.
It is. I mean, our friend will totally be happy about that.
Totally. Okay, that's stupid.
Okay. So, I won't be doing that karaoke thing, so you don't have to fast forward to the end, because right here and, like, right now, I will be saying... Don't forget to visit our website, our blog, anime2r.blogspot.com. That's anime2r.blogspot.com. And the 2 is the number 2. It's not T-O, it's the number 2.
It's not T-O, what are you talking about? It's T-W-O. That's how you spell 2?
No, like T-O, the preposition.
I seriously don't like English. Keep going.
Or the number is spelled out. But it's anime...
Number 2,
r.blogspot.com.
Blogspot. If you need really need to know how to spell it, it's BLOGSPOT. POT.
And I really hope you know how to spell calm.
Okay, and our email is anime spelled out 2, number 2, and the letter R. Anime2R at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Email us. Comment, flame, critic, whatever.
Critique.
You know what? This is a free country. Just free country, just potato, potato, as you said. Tomato, tomato. Critic.
But who says that? Who says tomato?
Shut up. Okay. And our email again is anime number 2, letter R. Anime2R at gmail.com.
So let us spell it out for you. A-N-I-M-E.
They're not that stupid.
Oh. Well, you never know.
It's not like a six-year-old. JK. It's not like a six-year-old is trying to listen to us.
Well, yeah, but you know. Well, anyways.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Awkward silence.
I'm tired.
Bye-bye!
See you later, I guess.
Yeah. I'm Nami.
I'm Nayoko.
And this is da-da-da-da! Anime rants and reviews. Or
Anime 2R.
Yeah. Bye-bye! Hiramaku Nami!